I'm just sitting here just playing, waiting. That's all I was doing.
Yeah, because you told me give you a second, and I said, okay, let me know. And you didn't say
I didn't
anything.
hear that.
But you
Yeah, I
said
didn't say anything
okay.
because I don't know. So, welcome to We're Waiting for You. Star, say hi.
Hello.
I'm Devo. I'm going to say hi. Hi.
Oh, it's my turn. I'm Star. Hello.
I said hi. I said I'm Devo.
I said I'm Star.
I know. We'll get better at it.
It's been,
So,
by the way, it's been over 30 episodes at this point. If we're not better at it, Devo, that was just fucking slow. But go ahead.
I know. So, how was your week? I heard
Busy.
you worked a lot.
Very busy. It was more than just work, but yeah, it was just busy in general for me. I had a lot of things I had to take care of. You?
Okay. You actually kind of calm. Been pretty nice. Weather got a lot nicer. Opening the windows and enjoying the nice days.
Yeah. Especially since we had a lot of cold fronts down here.
Exactly. It's been really, really nice.
Yeah.
So, did you watch anything new this week? Or I'm assuming you probably didn't do much watching with all the work.
No, I watched a couple of things. Like, I think in the last episode we mentioned that, you have Borderlands, Kandahar. I know I'm missing some here. We also mentioned, oh my God, what else did we mention?
That Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, yeah.
Yeah.
It's and also I finished The Acolytes. I finished that over a week ago, but
How did that end? I've heard bad things.
yeah, it's all true. The bad stuff, it's all true. That show. Oh my God. So it's funny because that show had a lot of viewership.
A lot of
However,
money, too.
yeah, I mean they threw money at it. They threw money to the CGI, the fight scene, but what they failed in that show, Devil, was the acting was atrocious. It's like watching a Disney kids sitcom. You know the ones where they're like, oh, the kids are making jokes all the time and shit like that. This was just goofy in nature. This was not a good show. Like they try to be serious in serious parts, but every flashback, like we had a bunch of flashbacks in, what's this show called? Doom Prophecy.
Yeah.
The flashback in this show was dragging on, and we went through. By the way, it's 8 episodes. We went through eight episodes. Wait, 6 or 8 episodes. One, something like that. I care less about it for that. Even less that. I don't even know how many episodes, but the flashbacks happen every episode, and it was just dragging the show so much. It was like watching a Disney movie for kids because people at the beginning. So, not to spoil anything, because you're not going to watch it, right?
Probably not. The Disney Star Wars has to do something amazing to get me back.
Yeah, don't. This is not going to be it. 100%. This is not going to be it. So, the show basically is about twin sisters. So it's played by the same actress, right? But one they think each other are dead, and then one of them is arrested because they think it's her. Instead of the Jedi's taking her back, and this is the beginning of the show, instead of taking them back to Coruscant for trial or something, they put her on a ship with other killers and other murderers, and they send her about her way. But she breaks out of jail. Oh, now the antics begin. Bro, it was so bad, Devo. So fucking bad. Like the Jedis in this show are lazy. They're liars, by the way, because you find out they hid a secret about this girl back whatever years it was, and they're incompetent. Don't get attached to any Jedi on this show. None of them. Don't get attached to any. Like, oh, this is going to be a good acting. No. The only real good actor in this show, Devil, was played by the person who played the head Jedi. And by the way, he's also in Squid Games. He was in Squid Games. His name is Lee Jung Jae or something like that. He plays one of the
Okay.
Jedis. And then the Stranger, which I think everybody's saying it's played by Darth Revenant. It's Darth Revenant. It's played by Manny Jacinto. He's another actor. Phenomenal. And by the way, the fight scene with him versus all the Jedis, that right there was 10 out of 10. He takes on like 10 Jedis, Devo, and he fucking destroys them all. You know who else is in this show? You know Daphne Keene, X-23?
Yeah,
she's in the show.
X-23, yeah.
Yeah, she's in the show, and she does okay, but the problem with the show is I don't know what was the direction here because everyone's acting was it sucked. The plot sucked. The flow sucked. And little, by the way, Devo, here's one more example of why it was bad. There's a part where the sisters meet up and she decides, oh, I'm gonna take my sister's place so I can infiltrate the Jedis. So she changes clothes with her, and it's like one of those other goofy things that they do in a Disney cartoon show. And it's like, what am I watching? This is not Star Wars. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was just bad. I tried to get into it, but they canceled it, by the way.
Yeah, I heard. I heard. Well, I mean, like I said, the big thing I heard, the big complaint was finances.
I don't think it had anything to do with that, because this
Well,
got
I mean, it's
bombarded
one
with
thing if it was
reviews.
bad and cheap, but bad and like
Right.
100 plus
Bad and
million
ex
dollars.
Right. But it had this, I think it had the second most viewings of any Disney Plus show or something like that. But it was so bad, Devo. They could have put the money into some other shows they could have done. I don't know what was the point of this. We get new powers. We get just stupidity out of the Jedis. Like, this didn't help the
Yeah.
lore in any way. This show was bad. It was really bad. Like I said, though, they did tease, I don't know if, I mean, that show's been out for a while. They did tease Darth Sidious in this. They did tease Yoda.
Oh.
Yeah, they did tease a bunch of characters that
They did
people.
like the whole member berries thing, like, hey guys, remember this guy?
A little bit. What they did was they showed the characters at the end. So they showed Yoda in the last episode because one of the Jedis, when she loses everybody, they show Yoda at the end. And then, for some reason, in the same episode, episode 7, I think it was, they decide, hey, we're going to show. It's Darth Plagueis, actually, not Sidious. It was Plagueis that they show. You know, Sidious is
The one who Sidious gets the ideas from.
right. But why did you not show this sooner when this show was doing so bad that you decided to wait to the very end of the series to show these potential, characters as just. By the way, you only see the back of Yoda's head because of Master Yoda. I have something to tell you. That you see the back of Yoda's head, and the episode stops. And
To be fair, that's the best side of his head.
bro, it was, man, I don't know what was the idea in the show. It was just bad. But yeah, I'm sorry, the main actress in this, she played two roles in this. She did very well, but whatever direction she was given, and also the character was just bad. Fuck this show. This show should not be seen.
That makes sense.
Oh, by the way, Carrie Ann
Based
Moss
on
was in it,
everything.
and she played Carrie Ann Moss from the fucking movie Matrix.
Oh, good. She's there as Trinity.
She's
That's
there
cute.
as Trinity, but decides not to take out her lightsaber when she's in a fight. It's so bad, bro. It's so bad. But yeah, that's yeah. Oh, and let me add this, Devo. I had this conversation with a buddy of mine, and he says, yeah, all these. They don't seem to be able to get it right, and this is going to sound political, but it's not. He goes, anytime there's a female lead, it's always terrible. And I disagreed with him. I go, no, we've had a lot of female lead movies and a lot of female lead stories in video games that are phenomenal, where the female lead does take over, but whatever direction they gave this character was bad. And my favorite is always like, there's so many you can pick from, really. You got Horizon Zero Dawn, Tomb Raider, Lara Croft. You got, bro, you got like Ellie and Joel from The Last of Us. Devil, there's so many women lead that does it right, but I don't know what they happened in this show. Somebody fucked this up.
Yeah, I agree. And I
Ahsoka
haven't
was
even
a
seen it.
phenomenal. Yeah, Ahsoka did phenomenal, and that was good. But anyways, yeah, I'm sorry, I went on my rant there. Even though this is a kind of a rant episode.
Yeah, no, I mean that's what we're doing now. That's the new plan. That's the new scheme. We're just gonna get angry at things and then trash them.
At this point, I am trashing the fuck out of this, but let's continue on. I'm sure I'm going to bring it up twice in this episode more, but go ahead.
So I started something that very, very current, very recent. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it. It's kind of a unknown television show. It was called Lost.
Okay. Starts off
I'm
great.
kidding. Yeah, so I started watching it. I've gotten through 3 seasons, and it just reminds me of how much better things are nowadays than they used to be.
How many
It's
seasons is that again?
six
Eight?
seasons.
Six seasons? Okay.
Six, but the first three are 25 episodes each. Fucking brutal, man.
Yeah.
Instead of just, hey, I got a good idea. Here's my plot. They had the producers were like, we got to fill the block for all of fall television.
Right. I mean,
So
because
you got to
our
expand
timeline is
this out to
different.
25. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's we now live in the world of streaming where things are actually done based off of how much story you have to tell. If it's 6 episodes, 8 episodes, 10 episodes, 13 episodes, whatever it is, the story's going to fill those episodes. As compared to the old days where it's like, well, I got like an 8 episode season. Yeah, you're going to need to expand that. And you get all the filler.
Right. They're trying to, like you said, they're trying to fill in those time slots, and in order to fill them up, you also need commercials and ratings and all that. So I never
Exactly.
really got into Lost. I watched up to like two, three seasons, and then I think I just powerhoused through the rest, and then at the end, I just saw the ending and I was like, oh, this sucks type of deal. But I think it was just because I was just not into a Lost period. I gotta give it a second chance.
So that was part of the reason why I watched it was so many people talked about it. And it was on so many people's lists. Like, you can't go through any top 20 or top 10 list without Lost being there. Sometimes people have it in the top five. I don't think it belongs anywhere, but they do. I've gone through, like, I've done the first three. I've heard there's some maybe one more good season left in the back three, but there's just too much filler. I would not put someone through that. I couldn't imagine hanging out with a girl and being like, hey, let's watch Lost together.
She's gonna tell
Like,
you to get lost. That's what she's gonna do.
exactly. That's exactly what she's gonna say. But it's just too long. It's old television. It's like, no one can ever get through a whole watching of Seinfeld. There's just too many fucking episodes.
Oh, that one went on for seasons.
Dude, forever. It is what it is, but I'm enjoying it to an extent. I'm liking the little twists and all that. I know that people are angry at the ending. I'm gonna go into it completely unbiased to see if it does end unhappily, I'll see. I have seen some people that like it, so I like certain shows that have other people hated the way it ended. I didn't mind the Game of Thrones ending as much as other people did.
Yeah, some people were just
But I
really into
understand the
this thing.
anger.
Some people
Yeah,
were
but I
way
understand the
invested in it.
anger.
Yeah.
Yes, they were. So, whatever. That's, I started it about a week ago, and I'm already 3 seasons in. That tells you about what I've done the last week. I've watched almost 75 episodes of a show in 1 week, and not a
Okay.
30-minute show.
Okay.
Yeah. So there we go. So if we want to dump into the news of the week, we had I guess which one do you want to start off first? Start off with some movie news or Oscar news?
Go ahead and start off with the Oscars.
All right, so we got the Oscars, baby. And we're not going to cover the Oscars I don't care about. We're going to cover how the Oscars relate to our universe. What me
Earth?
and Star care about. Yes. First off, right off bat, The Winter Soldier has been nominated for an Academy Award.
Yep.
Sebastian Stan himself.
Was he nominated for that or for his role in what was this?
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice, right? Yeah.
No, he didn't get nominated as Winter Soldier. That would have been cool too. But no, we have a new a new tagline for the next time. Hopefully they don't kill off the Winter Soldier and then in the Captain America that comes out in 2 weeks,
I
because
don't.
they'd lose out on
Does he
they'd
come
lose
out
out
in
on
that
a.
movie?
I assume he's gonna be there. I mean, it's a Captain America movie. Why wouldn't Bucky be there?
I guess he could start jumping from each, because remember he's gonna be in Thunderbolt, so that's why I was asking.
Yeah, I got to imagine he's gonna make an appearance.
I would think so as well, yeah. But they're also, as you can tell from the trailer of yeah, have you watched the trailer of Brave New World?
No.
Okay, so I won't even mention.
But it's more along the lines of they'll be able to say Thunderbolts with Academy Award nominee Sebastian Stan. Just add a little gold lining to the cast of
He
these
doesn't
movies
even
now.
win. They're just gonna say nominated.
I know, yeah, he's not winning. I'm sorry. I went to the movies and I saw A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan movie.
Yeah.
Timothée Chalamet is winning Best Actor, and it's not even going to be close. The
Okay.
acting job that he turned in A Complete Unknown, he actually sang all the songs himself. He actually played the guitar
Really?
himself. It's him singing, him playing the guitar, and it's one thing to, act as a famous person, like a historical figure. It's another thing to perform like them. And
Okay.
he actually nails all of it. It's a great movie. It doesn't do his whole life if somebody's worried about that. It only does his discovery up into him becoming a sensation. And I think it's overall, I think it's 2 years or 3 years. That's all it is. It's just the first 2 or 3 years of his life in music.
Okay.
So you go, like, it really does hark on A Complete Unknown that he just kind of comes out of left field and just blows up on the music scene.
Interesting.
But yeah, he's the one that's going to not allow Sebastian Stan Winter Soldier to win an Academy Award.
But he can always put Oscar nominated
Yes, he can.
in the
The
title.
other big. Yes, they'll have that for Sebastian Stan will have nominated. To be honest, this might be the first time Sebastian Stan's been invited to the Oscars. I don't even think I've seen him sitting there. The other big news relating to us is everything for Dune Part 2 got nominated except
Correct.
for the director.
Yes, Mr. Dennis. I'll let you say the last thing because you like saying his name all the time.
Villeneuve,
Villeneuve.
Denis Villeneuve was snubbed again, by the way, because he didn't get
Again.
nominated for Dune Part 1.
Oh, and also for, I think it was Arrival.
Yeah,
Yeah.
for some reason they really don't like him,
Yeah.
even though I can't find a single flaw in his repertoire.
He missed also for Blade Runner and Sicarios. He missed it for those as well. And this is a guy who had great movies.
Phenomenal movies. One of the best we have. Like I said, I've dropped his name before, and Christopher Nolan. Those are two guys that if they're coming out with a movie, I'm there Friday night with my ass in the seat. I don't miss them. Nothing until they pull a Warner Brothers DC Universe and shit in my mouth, I am gonna keep showing up to the theaters for their movies.
Yeah,
Do you have any?
it's crazy how they both Josh Brolin and the other actor that plays that tells Paul you're the Messiah.
Oh, Javier Bardem.
Javier Bardem, they both
Yeah,
were
he's.
like big on like, hey, this guy needs to be nominated. And I think it was Brolin that said, if he doesn't get nominated, I'm gonna quit acting, but he didn't get nominated.
No, like I said, just kind of ridiculous, but whatever. Timothée Chalamet he's gonna win an award. It doesn't matter. He'll be fine.
Side
But
note
I feel.
here, on staying on the topic of Dune, but it's expected to go into production the next movie to start in 2026,
I
so next
saw
year.
that. I saw that Denny was way ahead on the script. That's what he dropped, was that
Yep.
he's blowing through the script and they could start pretty soon. And it's going to be a 7 year time jump,
Which
or 12, seven or 12.
is crazy because there was rumors out there that it was going to be a massive time jump, but I'm glad they're not doing a massive time jump because how are you going to do a massive time jump and still keep these characters still young per se, you know?
Yes,
So
that's going to be difficult.
yeah, so we got Dune Messiah that's coming out in 2026. It'll be interesting to see if they do a time jump to like in, you know, another 10,000 years or something like that. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any other Oscar stuff, or do you want to move over to News of the Week?
As far as Oscar, not really. So I think the Oscars is, as well as the Grammys, are doing, this has been controversial right now, is they're doing feature nomination for AI work. Have you heard of that?
No, I have not.
So basically, if it's AI, they're gonna have a new division where the people get nominated for it, but it's AI. I don't understand how that works. I haven't heard read too much about it. I was like kind of reading the cliff notes of it pretty much, but apparently they're going to open up this to AI interpretation for awards. So I don't know if that's the direction. I don't want to see AI in movies. You know, it's bad enough that we got certain things, but yeah, that's yeah. At least I wanted to bring that up, but yeah, we can move on.
Okay. Yeah, I mean the Oscars talk, I mean, this also doesn't look like the very good Oscars year to begin with, and we are not big fans of all movie content. We have select.
You bite your tongue because your Joker 2 is going to get nominated for everything.
Yeah,
Everything that's
sure.
trash. But yeah, continue. Let's continue on.
No, that's good. So the news of the week, we had a few good leaks came out. I think Marvel's getting close enough to Captain America that they're starting to drop some things left and right. One of the big ones is they're eyeballing Ryan Gosling possibly for Ghost Rider.
Yes, that I also saw this week.
That would be kind of a really good get, not just because of his name, but when they lost Robert Downey Jr., I think they lost a little bit of comedic value. And now with it's weird. It's like when Thor's in a Thor movie, he's funny, but when Thor's in an Avengers movie, he's serious. It's the weirdest thing. So now we're gonna get, hopefully, you know, if we get some Ryan Gosling in there, they get some major screen time. That'd be great. 'Cause
I
he's a funny
wonder,
guy.
yeah, well, I just wonder which Ghost Rider he's going to play. Are they going to take it back to Johnny Blaze, you know, the one that was portrayed by Nicolas Cage? Or, I mean, I don't know if you know the other characters, but you got like, there was one called Danny, another one called Vengeance. There was a guy named Vengeance, and Caleb, and so a few others, but it's just, I wonder who he's going to play, unless it's going to be Johnny Blaze, because they wanted. Is that why they're bringing him in? Because he is a funny actor, because I loved him in the one with Russell Crowe in that movie. The Other Guys, I think it was called. No, not The Other Guys.
Yeah, no. Oh, I just watched it too just recently. The Nice Guys.
Nice Guys. Yes, that was great. I love how they fed off each other's energy. But yeah, if that's the what they're looking to grab him for, like that kind of sense of humor, that would be great. I just wonder which character he's going to be. I mean, Marvel hasn't done one with Ghost Rider. It was all Fox, so let's see how this works.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm super excited to see just bring back a little bit of funny, or not go too funny. You know what I mean? Like you can be funny,
He
but
can
don't
lighten the
go
humor.
like, yeah, don't go She-Hulk silly.
Oh, that was
That was a little too silly.
I don't
Like
understand what
funny.
was that was why was that show so good? I couldn't get it. I did not find it good at all.
Yeah, I don't think so. I didn't like it.
Anyways.
Yeah, that was a big one. Another couple big ones is they're really teasing, heavily teasing, information about the Daredevil show, and what there's gonna be in that. And they're doing, there's gonna be a lot of camp. It seems like the Daredevil might be more of a connection universe building than they were anticipating, or at least we were. I should say, when I say they, I mean the internet world. You know,
Those
like we were
people.
not a. Yeah, when, you know, like you think, like, oh, they're just going to pick up right where they left off in the other Daredevil stuff. But it sounds like they're going to use Daredevil this time to really explore the MCU, which would be nice.
Okay.
The other big one was Hugh Jackman is now in for the next 10 years. He really is going to do this until he's fucking 90.
I thought it was 80.
Eh, whatever. He's going to do it forever.
Oh, he's going to be there soon.
I know.
He is the Wolverine.
He is. He very much is. And that's the other big news that I got there, is that Wolverine is, well, and more importantly, Hugh Jackman. I should not just refer to him as Wolverine, even though that, you know what, maybe I already referred to Sebastian Stan as Winter Soldier, even though he's winning the award, not for Winter Soldier. So I might as well just fucking call Hugh Jackman fucking Wolverine.
Yeah.
Hey,
might as well.
What's the next Hugh Jackman? No, Wolverine movie.
Anything that he allows Hugh Jackman to play.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's about it where we're at the news front.
I got one to add to this.
Ooh.
I don't know if you took a look into our Discord, but I placed something there about a week ago about why The Flash failed. Have you read that?
No, I did not read it.
So
you said
this,
why The Flash failed.
Yeah, so why wasn't it a big thing, right? So the director of Flash, Andy Muschietti, I think is how you pronounce his last name. If I fucked that up, my bad. Says it failed because a lot of people just don't care about The Flash as a character. It's the most stupidest reason he could have given. That Flash is one of the most beloved characters of the DC universe. Yeah, you got Batman, Superman, to some extent Wonder Woman. She's not, she's a big part of DC, absolutely. But you got your top five that's always been like, hey, this is the DC, right? As far as heroes, Flash is always one of the top five, regardless of, you know, it's just his powers and how he intertwines all the universes. Like, for him to say that, it was just stupid. So let me picture this. You probably know this, Devo, but let me picture it for our listeners. Is the way
he's fast?
No, I'm not talking about the character here, but the way they look at movies is it's called the quadrants, right? And I read like five articles on this because I was so like, how would he say this? So I read one, I think it was IGN when I read it, and they made a good point. In they have the four quadrants, how they look at movies. You know, you have males under 25, males over 25, females under 25, and females over 25. According to the director, they couldn't hit on any of the fronts. So basically, what he was saying is nobody likes The Flash. No, nobody liked your movie. I am sorry, bro, but that was a terrible, terrible movie. And the only, I'm going to say this as nice as I can, Devo, but it's going to still sound fucked up. The only redeeming factor to watch The Flash is if you had to pick between The Flash or Joker 2. That's the redeeming factor. I'm sorry, but your movie belonged in the garbage because it was not good. It was not. I like Supergirl in that movie. If they were to make a Supergirl movie with her, Devo, I will watch it because she did a tremendous job as Supergirl, the actress who did it. But I'm sorry, but the story overall for The Flash sucked. The stupid jokes sucked. The little innuendos of all the stupidness they have of him and the jokes he was making was just bad. And by the way, this is the same director who did It, right? And It Chapter 2. So he did some good movies, but it's like, this was not a good movie. This sucked.
I will say, of the It's, It Chapter 2 was the weaker of the two.
To be honest, no. I've seen, you know me, with scary movies, I see them, but I just don't care for them. But you may be right. I just couldn't care. I could care less about either or, but I did like the movie. It was actually good.
Yeah.
Damn. Now
yeah, I just.
Damn. It's so frustrating. But go ahead.
Well, the funny thing is that The Flash was the one DC movie they didn't give an origin story to, which was interesting. Everybody else got one. Just
well,
not The Flash.
Yeah, I guess so. Because they did do his kind of his origin in this movie because he goes back in time and he sees himself and he says how it happened. But it's like, it was weak writing all the way around, bro. It was just bad. But for him to say nobody cares for The Flash, no, you're full of it. You're just trying to make an excuse for your sake, I guess, or for, I guess, maybe the DC case. But no, the movie was bad. It was just bad.
Now I'm kind of rooting for James Gunn to do a $1 billion Flash movie.
Oh, God. I just don't know what to say, but I put that in there because it was just frustrating. I don't, to read that It was just infuriating. And I'm not even a super huge Flash fan. I love his powers because, for anybody that doesn't know, he can vibrate through walls. He can use the Speed Force at any point. He has super fast healing. The guy's overpowered. He really is. But for this guy to say nobody cares for the Flash, shut the fuck up, bro. That is not true at all.
Yeah. I mean, I will say no, but I will say, I think just trying to go back to the mindset of when that movie came out,
Yeah.
I don't think anybody cares about Ezra's version of the Flash because of the shit
Yeah.
he had done, getting arrested and all kinds of crazy ass shit. So when people said like they had a bad taste in their mouth of the Flash, they weren't saying the Flash as in the character, they meant him.
The actor.
Just like, yeah, they just, but whatever, still stupid, but
Yeah, he didn't help it the situation at any point either. And he did get, a lot of people were like, we're gonna get strike against the Flash, the movie, because it was one of his big roles. Because he what was it? He's choked a woman or something.
yeah, choked a woman. He's doing some kind of kidnapping thing with literally like a one day over 18-year-old girl.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that did not help the movie numbers at all.
No, that's always a little creepy.
Yeah, I mean that, and along the fact that, let's be honest, the whole you don't see trailers, but the leading up to the Flash wasn't all that great. I was gonna watch it because I like the Flash and it's DC, but man, I remember watching it in theaters and that movie was not good. I've never liked that. I to this day I still talk shit about it because it's bad, as well as Joker 2 and Avatar: The Last Airbender. Those are my top three terrible movies. And by the way, Devo, I don't care what you say. I looked it up. The director for the Avatar: The Last Airbender, he was the one that decided he wanted to change all those names.
Oh, okay.
He changed all that. That's on him. He pissed me off.
Fuck that guy.
You were trying to defend him. Good for you for trying to defend
I
him, but
know.
no. Fuck that. But yeah. Let's get off the Flash here, so subject. That made me mad, and I kind of like the director, but that just made me mad. But anyways, did you see? And I just want to throw this out there because I read it the other day, and it was it didn't. It's not going to come out like I was as I'm going to tell you now. But I found it. I was like, man, that would be a good way to bring him back. Who can play the next Black Panther? It could still be Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
I mean, multiverse. You got all these multiverse, and I was reading somewhere where they were like, we never really saw Michael B. Jordan dying at the end of the first Black Panther. Well, we kind of did. He took the knife out, he hunched over, and he died. And T'Challa didn't like arrest, go rushing in to save him. And then we see him in part two talking to Shuri, as the spirit that talks to him, right? So he's dead. But I was thinking they can still bring him back because you got all the multiverse. They're bringing back all these other characters. Yeah, they can bring him back as in this universe he was. He becomes a good Black Panther. Maybe he in that universe he finds out that T'Challa is sick and he's dying, but he makes amends with him, and then he becomes Black Panther. But I just wanted to throw that out there. I thought that was like I was just thinking about it. I was like, oh, that's how they can do it, really. Now with multiverse, you can do anything. It'd be
Yeah, you'd have to do it really well, like
yeah,
really well, because that was an amazing performance that Michael B. Jordan turned in.
absolutely.
You have to do that really well. And I was actually thinking about this recently because just talking about the MCU and where it all went wrong. I am still not to the point where I'm going to go beyond Endgame. And what I mean by that is, if you had someone that had never seen the MCU, I'm going to show them all the way up to Endgame.
And not
If they want
after
to
it.
go beyond it, yeah, if they want to go beyond Endgame, they're on their own.
Yeah.
I would not recommend it because there's nothing, there's a few gold spots in there, but there's really nothing rewarding. You could maybe do Deadpool Wolverine, but
I
then
would agree.
you'd have to do Loki and WandaVision and Agatha all along. Those are the only real good pieces you could do. But then you get a little too, if you start doing that, then you maybe do the Spider-Man movies. You have Far From Home and No Way Home.
I
There's
wouldn't even
really,
bother with those. I wouldn't.
it gets less. Now the movies standalone are great, but
Yes.
they get less rewarding for building the universe.
By the way, you
And
mentioned Loki and WandaVision. Great shows, right?
yeah.
But just like you just mentioned, they don't really tie in to expand the universe at all. So, I
No,
mean,
they just give you a they just give you a finishing story.
yeah.
That's what they do. They just finish the story. But the problem is you do WandaVision, then you have to do Doctor Strange too
Multiverse
because
of
of it,
Madness. Yeah.
which was just not good.
They could have done better with that movie.
It
It's not
wasn't a
a, it's not,
multiverse of madness.
yeah, it wasn't bad in the sense of, oh, this movie's not worth watching. No, you can still watch it. It's just not great. It had very, a lot of fanfare in it because of the characters they introduced, and as you saw it all over the trailer, but as a standalone movie, even in one connecting the universe, it's pointless. It was really pointless.
Should have been literally should have been Doctor Strange versus Scarlet Witch,
Yeah, I
or
didn't like it.
or Doctor Strange the Darkhold. Multiverse of Madness. They literally went to what, three, four planets in the goddamn movie?
Well, here's the
Like,
thing. Three or four multiverses, and that was him just jumping with the girl from multiverse to multiverse. It's not like we spent like they spent an hour in each one. No. So
yeah.
there was only one
Yeah.
that really stand out the most, and then that's it.
So what my point when I started talking about this, Marvel made some huge mistakes with the direction of where they went with this, but there was a large assist, and I would say, I'm starting to think maybe 30% of where how it went bad was the death of Chadwick Boseman.
I could see that, yeah, because Wakanda 2 was not good.
What that was the leap off point, but also he was going to be one of those. He was going to be. I think so. I think he was going to be massive to what the future of the MCU was going to be. Because they brought him in so late and they didn't really explode him too much. They bring him in, Civil War, right? That was his first movie.
Yes, they brought him in Civil War because his dad dies.
Yep. He gets his own standalone movie. And then you get to see him in Infinity War and at the very, very, very end of Endgame. And I think that they were planning on using that a lot. And
He
his death just put him in a really bad spot.
was a the character was great. The actor was great. Like, it was a match made in heaven. I'm in a certain agreement with you that yes, this put them in a bad spot. Yes, he was going to be a front runner because his storyline in the comics, he marries Storm. He raises an empire, the most powerful empire. He faces Magneto, he faces other mutants, right? And he's a pivotal point in the comics, and they could have used a lot of that, right? The only thing I don't agree with what you're saying is they panicked. And when I say they, I mean Marvel. His death, it was unfortunate. It happened in real life. It was sad, but they panic in how they can recover. They rushed out that second story to make Shuri the next Black Panther. On top of that, the way they write him off wasn't disrespectful. It was actually respectful, but at the same time, all that was just a snowball effect that I don't know. They didn't need to rush Wakanda 2. They could have said, hey, wait a minute. Let's wait an extra year or two before we do Wakanda. Obviously, they don't want to lose the momentum of the characters and then the actors involved. But I don't know, man. I think they rushed it, and the story they gave us was just not good.
No, and like I said, it's maybe if we could peer behind the wall and see what their whole plan was, because they don't want to. I guarantee they don't want to go out there and like, yeah, the whole universe fucked up because this guy died of cancer. That's
Right.
kind
They're
of
not gonna
shitty. You don't want to
they're
do
not gonna
that.
do that. Yeah. They'll probably
But I.
they probably say at one point, if they're really being honest, it's like, yeah, unfortunately Chadwick Boseman's death did leave us to rewrite something along those lines and is make it very appropriate, but they're not gonna come out and say what you just said.
Yeah, but and also he was already connected to the Avengers,
Yes.
and he was already being like groomed as a humongous leader because he's a fucking king.
Yeah, and he was doing it right. Remember Wakanda 1, he was like, I'm going to do the story my way. I'm not going to use Wakanda as my forefathers did. So.
And he was going to have the technology. He not saying that he would be the one inventing everything, but sure he would be. So there's your replacement kind of for Stark, and I think it just all kind of went downhill, obviously, and they're stuck kind of picking up the pieces
Yeah.
now.
And not to sound like this is a woke reasoning, but the whole thing with the new girl they added, right? And making Shuri the next Black Panther. And we kind of saw it, right? Because I remember us talking about it, like, who will be the next Black Panther? Either they have to recast it as a new person, but how they're going to write or just not mention him. Like, hey, we're introducing this new actor as a Black Panther, but we're not going to say, he's a different character. He's still T'Challa. We just had to recast her. We said that was one possibility. The other one was Shuri, and maybe Shuri takes up the mantle. That's, next in line. We also mentioned there's a possibility somehow Michael B. Jordan, they say he didn't die or he had him in one of those tanks. I remember us talking about this, but they went the route with Shuri, which was fine. She did a phenomenal job as Shuri, but the story did not help Shuri nor the actress in this. That story sucked with Namor and how everything unfolded. I love the fight scenes. I love how he came into Wakanda, but just everything, the just was bad.
Yeah, I would actually beg to change my mind on that, to say that I don't think she was fine in that role. I mean, she was okay. I guess fine would be okay. I just thought that she, maybe you're right. Maybe it was just writing.
I think it was writing.
I thought she overacted a little bit, the
Oh
actress.
no, we've had this conversation too. Like her crying and her being petty about not petty. I'm sorry. Her brother died in the movie, right? But her emotions and crying throughout the fucking movie. That's what I was like. Oh my God, this is getting out of hand. She cries at the beginning. She cries in the middle. She cries at the end. And it's like at some point, as this person, I understand she was really connected with her brother, but to tell this story, you got to move this along. Don't hold the audience on this whole crying thing. And I see what you're trying to say. I think maybe she did overact at some parts. Her whole fight with Namor, that was like she gets stabbed through the chest or something, right? And she still was fighting. And I was like, what the fuck is this? You can fight through the
Yeah.
chest? Is that vibranium in her blood or something? Like there were little stupid things that I was like, this is bad. What? Why would you do this?
Yeah, and I would actually have given them a lot more. I would have thought they had a lot more balls if they had just straight up made her a villain. I kind of was leaning towards liking that more. I thought that would have been awesome, just to break the mold and do something no one else is doing.
I think that would have hurt them more, to be honest. Overall, from all people watching, viewers, because she was a loved character, and to make her a villain, I think they would have gotten a lot of, backlash against that. I would have liked it more if they, because remember, they also lost the flower, right? That also played terribly against Disney, and now she had to make one out of synthetic something. I don't remember what the fuck it was, but I would have liked it more if. If they would have had the balls, like you were just saying, to say, "Hey, I cannot be Black Panther. I don't want that. I want to be the person that helps Black Panther, rise. Put her as the queen, right? Put her. I don't care if you put her as the queen, but to make her Black Panther, I think hurt them overall. And
Yeah.
I can hear, I can see already flag people saying, "Oh, why? Because she's a woman." No, it's because it did not go with the story at all. Nothing helped that shit. Nothing.
No. I mean, I would have been happier if she would have fucking built a fucking autonomous Black Panther. You know? And instead of her out there actually doing the kicks and jumps and everything, she's in a fucking booth, like kind of like the way they were flying the planes in Wakanda.
Yeah.
If they did that and she was at the like in the hut at the wheel, like commanding a Black Panther fighting robot,
Yeah.
I would have thought that would have been a good twist on it or something. You know what I mean? Like, but
Yeah, no, I honestly believe they needed to recast that character, but if it was going to be her, they gave her a terrible story. The whole story and how they built it was just not good. And the pacing wasn't all that bad, but at the same time, it just didn't support any. The movie as a standalone sucked. As a connection, it sucked. It wasn't good. It really wasn't. But we're shitting
no.
on it enough, I think. But
It's all Chadwick Boseman's fault. He shouldn't have died.
oh my God, you're an asshole.
Sorry. Let's blame cancer.
But yeah, I mean, at least I just wanted to bring that up. They still have a way to bring in Michael B. Jordan. He has a new movie also coming out, so I also want to see that.
Sinners. I'm so excited about that.
I'm a huge Michael B. Jordan fan, so yeah.
I've already told you a few times that I'm a huge fan of the vampire universe. Any vampire movie.
Yeah, you
and
did.
So that's Michael B. Jordan's next movie, Sinners.
Oh, that's but right. Supposedly, that's, yeah.
But supposedly, it's not just going to be vampires. It's going to be everything. That's what they're teasing.
That's the one in the country old, like, early 1900s or 1800s or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I saw that.
Really think, so with the tease that they've just dropped, a lot of people are thinking there's going to be werewolves and other creatures of the night.
It's a possibility.
I'll be a huge fan of that. And there's another one that I'm on that's on my radar right now is The Companion.
Okay. Talk about it.
Sex robot goes wrong.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
I know, right? It's basically I remember I don't watch trailers, so I'm mm-hmm. just kind of going off of what I hear. But it's getting a lot of press. People are saying it's really good and it's going to be, you know, did you see Megan?
Yeah, I have to say I'd never finished it, so I got to restart it.
Okay. You know, a toy for the kid that goes evil.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was great. I loved it.
Right. You said that.
The actress that played the toy was fucking amazing.
And she's coming back for part two.
Yep. Megan too. And so this is, I mean, Megan was pretty adult too, but it was a child. This one is going to be actually adult and it's going to be a sex robot. And like one of the scenes like that I just saw flash on. I haven't seen the whole trailer, mm-hmm. just one scene. But the sex robot kind of goes, oh, I guess I was a little too aggressive. And something pops and explodes.
So question for you, Devo.
Yeah.
Does your sex robot not have an off switch? Why don't you just turn it off?
No, I don't. I made that bed and it's going to finish.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry I asked.
I'm going to turn all her ones to zeros.
I'm going to look at the trailer once we get off, but yeah, I'm going to take a look at that.
Yeah, and that's on my list.
All right.
So that's all I got.
Well, before closing out this big week for us, we got I'm going to go watch Captain America. I'm excited for that one. Anthony Mackie is one of my favorite actors recently, or even when he's done a couple movies. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And I just want to see how it connects. Let's see how if the writes and rewrites work. And by the way, I'm not too excited with having Harrison Ford in it because his last couple movies have not been good. And his performances in those have not been good. I'm sorry, but let's see how this goes.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't know why they keep bringing him back. Yeah, why?
Why did they just do it to his son, Aiden Ross?
Why bring him back? Freeman? Yeah, why bring him back?
Because you have the reason they brought in him is because the actor Ford, not Ford, oh my God, Hurt.
Harrison, yeah, passed
William
away.
Hurt, he passed away, so they recast with Harrison Ford. We just talked about how recasting Black Panther could have worked. They just fucking walked right over William Hurt.
Yeah,
and they recast him just to turn him into the Red Hulk. Do we really think Harrison Ford's going to be doing like a 5-picture deal? I'm pretty sure that this is the only Harrison Ford MCU movie. Like, can we probably just say that? I'm pretty sure, right? He's not coming back from 5 movies.
I don't think 5 movies, but maybe he'll one or two more, but why?
Doubt it. I doubt this is it.
Well, he's the Red Hulk. So Red Hulk plays some big roles in the comics, but it's like, why bring him back? At all.
I think this is a one-off.
To be honest, I hope it's a one-off.
Just because Harrison Ford.
Right, right. But listen, I like Harrison Ford back in the days. He has not done anything that I'm like, oh my God, Harrison Ford did this movie. It's like, no.
But how great would it have been is if you have Aiden Ross, his son, from, you know, it was introduced in Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs and he becomes president. And he's so obsessed with protect, you know, he's seen Wakanda. He's seen everything. And that Martin Freeman is such a great actor. Yeah. How great would it be to see Martin Freeman go from little pipsqueak Martin Freeman to the fucking Red Hulk?
It would have been a nice way of to kind of elaborate why he was pushing for, protecting America and the world, right? Because he had all this bad stuff done to him with the serum, let's say. That would have been a good storyline, not bad. But I wonder, as from what you can see in the trailer, the Red Hulk is bad, so I'm guessing maybe he will not be back for another movie.
Yeah, I would love that. Would have been so great, and it would tie in perfectly because Aiden Ross saw Wakanda and was helping Wakanda, and Captain America, his whole suit is designed by Wakanda, so it would literally be, you know what I mean, fighting Wakanda technology.
You know
It would
what?
have been so good.
One thing I will say, and this is not even in the last 10 years, if I recall. Ender's Game. Harrison Ford was good in
Yeah.
that. He had a small role in Anchorman 2, but the Star Wars, he was not good. Oh, you know what? Blade Runner 2042, that was like what, 5 years
Great.
ago? Yeah, he was great in that. I will give him that. But there has not been anything besides those two I just mentioned that he was like, yay.
I have heard he is great in the new Indiana Jones. I haven't seen it, but everyone that has seen it, I haven't heard a bad thing yet.
Dial of Destiny.
Yes. I've heard they do a good job with that.
I'm not gonna even mention anything because I think this episode's running long enough, but we can bring that up at another point.
Yeah, how about I watch that and then I come back and report back that he's if he's just taking a paycheck. But that's it. That's where I'm at this week. Yeah.
Okay. I think we can wrap up here. Wrap us up.
Yeah, sounds good. You can find us on the Twitter at WW4UPOD. We were waiting for you. We're waiting for you. Right?
I am not going to even cut that to make it shorter. I am leaving it just in like that. You were like the WW for you?
The number four.
Yeah, the
The
number
word is
four.
not four, it's a number four. And yeah, I'm excited about that. I might be posting some stuff as the year starts really getting rolling. Start posting a lot of shit.
Sounds
And
good.
we got some movie reviews we're going to be pumping out here in the next couple weeks. On tap, we already teased it a little bit. Beetlejuice, Borderlands, and Twisters, and Kandahar. Those are our four movie reviews that'll be coming out in the next couple weeks.
Yep, we're gonna do some quick fire ones on one of the episodes, and then yeah, just stay tuned. Other than
All
that, thank you for listening.
right. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. WW4UPOD. We were waiting for you. We're waiting for you. Right?